On Event Planner TV, you can already find many tips about public speaking. Today, I discuss with Lise Martens how to stand on a stage, what to put on, and how to cope with your inner stress by using your posture. Hi, Lise. Welcome in our studio.
Hi, Kevin.
Today's topic is how to stand on a stage. Mm-hmm. But how do we stand on a stage?
Well, it's very important. If you have an event and you're the manager of a large company, for instance, mm-hmm. and you have all the customers in the house, in the hall where you're having the event, and you're giving a speech, you're giving a presentation, for instance, that you really understand that more than half of the impact you have on the audience is caused by your body language, non-verbal communication.
Not about what you're actually telling.
No, from the 100% of the impact you have on an audience, it's only 7% that's linked with what you are saying.
Okay.
55% is your body language, 38% is voice, intonation, the words you mm-hmm. use. So it's very important that you know when you're standing in front of an audience how to do that, how to come across and how to deliver your message.
And how do we do that?
How do we do that? Well, I'm going to stand up, of course. If you're standing on a stage, you really have to fill the stage. It's a large place, but with your own person, you can actually fill that space. Mm-hmm. It starts with your feet, actually.
Okay.
Not with your face, not with your hands, but it starts with your feet. If you put your feet together like this, then you don't have any stability. Mm-hmm. You're going to start wriggling and moving. What we need is stability. We have to get across a kind of confidence. And if you put your feet a little bit like this.
Much more stable.
Yes, it's purely physics, it's stability. Think of your legs as two trees that you actually plant in mm-hmm. the earth. I'm not saying that you can't move on a stage, but initially, if you're starting your speech, just plant them in the earth. Try to think of your body as a rectangle. Your feet and your shoulders mm-hmm. form that rectangle. And if you put your feet just underneath your shoulders, then that's the right position to start.
It shows more confidence like
Absolutely.
This.
The credibility augments and the confidence grows. So you're actually quite stable and firm. Mm-hmm. Your shoulders, very important. When you're on a stage delivering a speech, the level of stress is going to rise.
Yeah.
Stress is going to, very often, is going to put itself here in the neck and the shoulder area. So one small trick to get rid of all that stress mm-hmm. and to put your shoulders in the right position is to leave your hands next to your body and raise your shoulders as high as you can and then let them drop.
Okay, just like
stress
that.
Stress is gone, your shoulders are in the right position and your head is in the right position. So we've got feet, shoulders, head. And then we've got these swinging, slinging things that most people really don't know what to do about. I see people putting them in their pockets, behind their backs, fidgeting with clothes and stuff like
trying
that. Trying to hide their nerves, trying to do something with these hands. There's a lot of rules about what to do and what not to do, but there's one thing you have to remember. This is something you can never do on a stage because this is creating a kind of border between mm-hmm. yourself and the audience. And what you really want on that moment is to be as open as possible.
Yeah.
So use your hands to reach out to the audience. I'm going to need your help here now, Kevin. Would you please stand up?
Okay.
When you're standing up on a stage, between the two of us, there's mm-hmm. a distance.
Yeah.
There's a physical distance, but there's also a distance in the figure of speech. Mm-hmm. And you want to diminish that distance between yourself and the audience. So if I reach out with my hands, and I'm talking about my business, how it started 50 years ago and what we're doing today, and try to do the same towards me, then we're reaching each other.
Yeah.
And so there's no distance between the two of us.
Yeah, indeed.
Thank you for your cooperation.
No problem
just to
at all.
show that if you use your hands, not only will you come across more dynamically, mm-hmm. more energetically, but also you will make the space between yourself and the audience smaller. So you will get closer to them, which is really the point. Some people try to do something with their hands by taking something in their hands, like, for instance, a pen to write with. But you know what happens then, you know, a clicking pen, you start clicking, you're nervous.
It's very annoying.
It's very annoying. You can try to take a sheet of paper and put your notes on that sheet of paper, but never use a large sheet of paper in front of an audience, because when you're actually very nervous, that sheet can start to tremble because your hands are trembling. So put some keywords, some key messages on a small card and use that. That's much more efficient. Of course, if you're doing a presentation with slides or with images and you have a PowerPoint presentation, for instance, you don't have to stay in one place. You can move about. And then you have also a kind of remote control or a pointer in your hand. So that also occupies yourself already, or occupies one hand already. So that's very handy to do that. But if you walk during that presentation, make sure that your steps are deliberate, are big enough. Don't start moving about on that stage. Don't go walking from left to right, because the audience will think they're watching a tennis game instead of a presentation. So with your hands, with your feet, make large, deliberate, slow movements. That's some tips and tricks to get to come across much in a much more positive way while you're standing on a stage.
And what about clothes? What do you put on?
Clothes are very important. The main rule is actually to wear something you feel comfortable in. If you're not used to wearing a suit, then you're going to come across very formal on that occasion.
Especially with a tie.
With a tie, yes. But it's very important to remember that everything you're wearing is attracting attention. So what you don't want to do is that people are looking much more towards your clothes and much less listening to what you are saying. Mm-hmm. So the attention should go to what you are saying. And when, for instance, you're wearing a bright red suit, everybody will watch the red suit. If you're a woman and you're wearing a quite short miniskirt, then they're going to watch your legs, they're going to watch your skirt. They're not going to pay attention to what you are saying. So put something on that is comfortable, quite neutral, which is something that makes you feel good, but maybe festive, of course. It is a festivity.
Yeah, of course. But
it's very important also to know that, for instance, when you are wearing a headset like this, a microphone, and there's this small transmitter you have to put in the back of your pants, that your suit you're wearing is not all crumpled on the backside. So before you go on stage, just ask somebody in your environment, do I look okay? Is everything good? Is my tie correct? Is my jacket good? Yeah. Okay, then I can go.
Okay. Liz, thank you so much for all these tips.
You're welcome.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.